Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 30th of March, recording at 9:32 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights on what was an important day. Stock markets. A number of downward dynamics across Asia, particularly in Europe and also in the USA. Long-dated government bonds rallied against that background, although not as much in the U.S. contracts as one might have expected. The U.S. dollar rallied, and the yen rallied even more, as has happened in the past when we've had a sudden downdraft in the stock markets. Precious metals, well, they seesawed. They were down, and then they were up, and then they closed down. And industrial metals were also weaker. Most commodities were weaker, although natural gas, having been quite weak last week, staged a very modest gain in here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's what Owen and I have long described in the chart seminar as one of those all change days. It's a day where something dramatic happens in an influential market, usually global stock markets, or an influential sector, I should say, and that causes a knee-jerk response in other markets. I mentioned that we had seen downward dynamics in many stock market indices. Now, those effectively have halted the rallies. You might remember from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, my saying that the stock market rally was overbought on a short-term basis and therefore becoming susceptible to a reaction and consolidation. Well, the downward dynamics that we saw today were a bit bigger than I would have hoped for. They will encourage the bears. Indeed, they are probably tradable signals in the short term. I'm not tempted because I had a good run in my futures longs, got stopped out of my remaining positions here today. So that's brought my leverage right down. I'm not terribly tempted to come in and short at these levels at this stage in the cycle for stock markets. But if you said to me, David, you've got to do something in terms of stock market futures contracts, what would it be? Then I would open shorts with stops over the recent highs. And what else to mention in here? And if we did get any follow-through on the downside, I would then lower those stops into break-even in a hurry. So what's the risk overall? Well, I think we will see some additional retracement of the rallies. They were good rallies for the most part, but it depends where you're looking. In Asia, they were extremely good. In the European stock markets, some of those markets, such as Switzerland, only rallied back to the underside of their broad trading ranges. So the rally looks less impressive. It was basically a return to resistance. Others did better. The U.S. did a little better than that, but again, the S&P has not been able to maintain its break above the 800 level in here today. So there is food here for both the bulls and the bears. My own hunch on this is that we will not see a widespread breach of the early March lows, but I'd feel a little more comfortable about it if we hadn't had these sharp reactions in here today. So again, I look for a bit more of a pullback, and I'll also look for some sort of signal to suggest that markets have seen their downward correction and are in a position to rally once again. In terms of long-dated government bonds, It really does take a sell-off, I think, to push prices higher. And therefore, we may only see brief respite in these long-dated government-to-government bonds overall. Terms of the US dollar, again, I think this is a knee-jerk response to the weakness in stock markets. If we don't get a big sell-off in stock markets, and I'm not expecting a big sell-off, at worst, I think we'll get a retest of the lows by some of the weaker stock markets. Of course, the Wall Street leash effect will remain the most important factor overall. China, incidentally, barely came off in here today, although the Hang Seng index was hit fairly hard. Currencies, the dollar got down to 131.14. Now, 130 was a breakout point on the upside when the euro rallied quite sharply, getting up to wanted to get up to, I can't remember, I think it was 135, or more. So we've seen most of that move retraced. My feeling is that the euro is close to being, well, this is close to a buying range for the euro against the dollar, although I prefer other cross rates a bit more. Particularly the Australian and New Zealand dollars, but they did have awfully good runs, and I would like to just to see how these settle down, what sort of trading ranges form, if we're going to get trading ranges here overall. I was stopped out of my yen shorts in here today at reduced profits. And I mean, I've had a number of quite decent and profitable little currency trades in the past month, although I've let too much of the gain get away from me in terms of the potential gain, either because I was out of the euro before it really took off against the US dollar, or because, as say, with this Australian and New Zealand dollars, they saw downward dynamics today against the yen, or you could say the yen had a sharp upward dynamic, to check the advance overall. But hey, a reduced profit is a lot better than a loss, isn't it? And I think there will be many more opportunities during which I will favor the Antipodean currencies, which will also have positive interest rate differentials. But I'm going to let this little reaction sort of play itself out and watch and wait for a while. I'm in no great hurry to go back in. Precious metals, I think they're probably not that far off their lows near current levels, but I have to confess I'm a little bit disappointed to see the way the rally that suddenly developed as Wall Street weakened. That's something we'd seen, what was it, a few weeks ago. I'm a little bit disappointed that we didn't see those gains retained here this afternoon. But on a medium to longer term basis, I don't think it makes a whit of difference. Copper came down 6 cents here in the U.S. to 177.40. Again, that's probably a buy at this level. But overall, I'm going to take a cautious view here, just for at least a few more days, just to see how all this plays out. The real news here is that the stock market rally appears to have been checked for the time being. But I'll be very interested to see how China responds to all this tomorrow. It is up near an earlier rally high. It's up near the highs for the year. It is up at a level where I wouldn't be surprised to see just a pause and quiet consolidation. A downward dynamic from China would be something worse. But whatever, it remains very much our candidate to lead the global stock market recovery. The scope for uptrends, sustainable uptrends anytime soon is quite limited, I think. The probability is more base formation extension overall. And I am in that, is it now sort of a significant minority that feels that we do not have a big continuing downside risk on Wall Street or other stock markets? But I would have to reassess that if the early March lows were taken out. Meanwhile, expect a little bit further pullback and more ranging activity overall. I think that's it for today. So all the best to all of you.